Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, the editor of ETF Trends, which you can find at ETFTrends.com. And if you haven't found it already, then you're probably wasting some of your time when it comes to looking at things that are related to the ETF world, because there is no place that you're going to find more information that's going to help you. And you then also get some information from Tom on the trends and what's going on. And you know, if you've listened to this segment, that Tom has a style that comes with it and that you want to understand when you're buying and what the trends are that you're following. But you also get that great rest of the information that they give you. If you want more information besides the website, they're on Twitter at ETF Trends. And of course, Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the PowerShares Ladder Right 0 to 5 year corporate bond portfolio, ticker LDRI.
LDRI. It's a mouthful. It's the PowerShares Ladder Right 0 to 5 year corporate bond portfolio. Immediately, ladder right is a term that people are going to need to know, and then they're going to need to know why 0 to 5 years on corporate bonds at a time when corporate bonds, for a lot of folks, have been looking kind of unattractive.
It's true. So there's a lot to talk about here, and here's a case where on ETF of the week, we picked an ETF that's brand new. It just launched in the last couple of weeks. Don't normally do that because we usually let something gain a little assets. But here's the thing. As we talk about rising interest rates and we talk about the Fed hinting about rising rates next year, we know what that does to the bond market. When rates go up, the new bonds that are issued at higher prices, and it makes the bonds that were issued prior worth less. So what you want to do is, if you own an individual bond, hold it to maturity. If you don't, you're going to have to sell it at a price that's less than that of new bonds that are issued. And a lot of advisors, a lot of individual investors in their fixed income portfolios work very, very hard to ladder bonds with different maturities and different yields over an extended period of time to come up with some type of average. Here, for the first time, PowerShares has created an ETF that takes short-term debt, 0 to 5 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and kind of balances out within this ETF. The idea is the yield isn't huge, but you're fighting against the rising rate headwinds, which is great. We all know that this is going to happen. We've been talking about it for years, but I think most of us feel strongly that we will see it in the next 12 months. And by putting short-term money, even money market fund money in something like this, you're going to fight the downturn that you might see or depreciation from the fixed income because you're holding things to maturity and you're getting a yield that's somewhat competitive, especially as you look at money market funds. Current yield is 1.37%.
So we've got a brand new fund and a lot of reasons to look at it. But what do we do, for example, with things like 200-day moving average, which I would think would be kind of important in a fund like this where you're looking at making that change in asset allocation?
Because it's new and because we don't know when rates might go up, we don't know what the volatility might be, number one. Number two, I think you can take the other approach of a lot of people have money in cash. A lot of people have money in money market funds. They're getting paid next to nothing, and we know that, and it doesn't feel good. But on top of that, we've also talked about money market risk. The SEC is trying to push through this new money market reform. But if we do see a hike in interest rates, Chuck, and we've seen this before, there's actually the threat of money market funds missing that daily dollar per share price. And rather than your money market fund being priced at a dollar per share, if it's priced at 99 cents per share, you could actually lose 1% of the value, which would be devastating to grandma who's got her life savings in a money market fund. So I think these are types of things that we have to think about. How do we protect ourselves against rising rates? Obviously, higher quality bonds are important. Set duration, holding the maturity is important. Shorter duration is also important as well. So although from an allocation standpoint, I'd love to say, yes, look at a 200-day moving average here. We're not going to have a 200-day average for a long period of time because it's a brand new ETF, right? Number two is if you are concerned about what the threat of rising rates can do to your fixed income portfolio, this is a kind of a neat option. And number three, if you have a lot of money in money market funds, I don't see a heck of a lot more risk by diversifying, shifting some of your money market balance into something like this, where you actually are going to get a higher yield, but there's also some type of internal discipline and structure that helps to fight a rising rate environment.
Functionally, we know the money's coming out of your money market allocation. It's coming out of a spot where you're expecting to get really nothing at this point. And because we don't have the 200-day moving average thing, if we're holding it long enough, when we come in, would we use that and say, okay, hey, we've now been around for 201 days, or it's not meaningful in this case for over a year?
Well, I think it is meaningful. I always like looking at the trends, even if I'm a buy and hold investor, to understand what the general trends are, and 200 days is not a quick indicator. It's a great identifier of long-term trends. But if you look at all the aspects of your fixed income allocation, and for example, if you have money in long-term treasuries or a long-term treasury mutual fund or exchange-traded fund, I would consider shortening that up into something like this. You might only get half the yield. But boy, if we see a rise in rates, it could be devastating for long-term treasuries.
And so this is a very conservative play, but a very interesting play, a brand new fund. And despite the fact that you have that lack of information, Tom Lydon says it's one you should look at. It's the PowerShares Ladder Right 0 to 5 year corporate bond portfolio. Ticker symbol LDRI, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. For more information, check out ETFtrends.com on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
We have gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, so stick around. We are living the money life, and we'll get right back to it after this message.